Veteran Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah could appear in court soon to hear the slew of corruption charges against him, which include racketeering and bank fraud. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports that it will likely be months before a trial gets underway.
The 85-page indictment details several schemes that Fatah and four associates allegedly participated in for personal and political gain. In that narrative, a lot of money allegedly passes through a lot of hands. Throw in charges that some of the cash was filtered through nonprofits or federal programs, and you're talking about a pretty big paper trail. Criminal defense attorney Chris Warren says that means lawyers will need ample time to sift through evidence before they're ready for trial.
I'd say in a case like this, you'd probably be looking at a trial date, let's say 9 to 12 months, somewhere around in there.
Before then, it wouldn't be unusual to see one or more of Fatah's co-defendants plead guilty, says veteran prosecutor George Perry.
Now that they've been indicted and they're actually facing charges, whatever their predispositions were before this stage, they may change their mind and want to cooperate. If I was representing one of them, I would certainly explore that option with the government.
Warren, the defense lawyer, says it's too early to weigh in on whether Fatah will beat the charges, but he does think prosecutors have their hands full making a case under the racketeering statute known as RICO.
When a jury hears RICO, racketeering, their first thought is, you know, Michael Corleone, okay, Al Pacino. They hear the theme from The Godfather resonating in their heads, okay? And that's what you go in, and that's essentially what the government's claiming here, is that they had the same sort of racketeering enterprise that the La Cosa Nostra is. And, you know, that's a tough sell.
Fatah's lawyer says his client will plead not guilty and fight the charges and intends to continue serving in Congress while he does. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.